Hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Okay, the harvest is here and the time is now. Every day is a new day, a new opportunity to do something different. Today, I am talking about living your dream. I think a part of the Millionaires Roundtable is helping people to achieve the dreams that they see for themselves. I was lucky enough, I was privileged enough, I was blessed enough to be able to shoot a TV show in the recent days. And let me tell you, there are families out there who are trying to do it. There are people out there who are trying to make it. There are people out there who see something for themselves, but they just don't know how to get there. But today, we are going to talk to a sister from the South Side of Chicago. She is a certified public accountant. She is a mother, a single mother of a beautiful black son who has grown into be a wonderful black man. And she is living her dream. She decided, hey, I want to pick up. I want to keep my job, but not really keep my job. But she kept the business and relocated to California and is really living it out. But more important than that, she's teaching other people how to have the proper mindset in order to get the wealth that they see for themselves. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Takesha Artis to the round table. Takesha, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be back.
Let me tell you, the first time you were here, we didn't know each other. But I knew something was different about you. I did. I said, there's something special about her. There's something, you know, I interview lots of people on radio. I've been doing radio and public speaking for, oh my goodness, well over 20 years now. And you interview folks and you get the information and it's great and you clap your hands. But when I spoke to you, I knew something. It struck me in my heart. But you keep going, you keep living. And then, of course, your son and my daughter went to elementary school together. And now they are somewhat of a, like a hand in the glove. They are a couple. And, you know, my husband and I certainly could not be more happy and proud that they found each other. But the real story is that you raised a black man in this century, in America, and he has his right mind, but he is also loving and kind, and he is strong, and he's protective in nature. And I think that is something to be studied, but more importantly, I think it's something to be applauded. So talk to us, Takesha, about your dream. What was it? How did you get started? How did it even start out? What happened in the beginning, and how did you get to relocate to the city of your dreams and literally live it out in this lifetime? How'd you do that?
Well, first, there is God at the center of all of it. I want to make sure people understand, like, you can ask for whatever it is that you want, but if you don't have faith in knowing and expecting that you can get it, it will never happen. So I set the intention to move here. I put it on Facebook as a reminder that I'm going to be living in California, and here we are. And I think sometimes women in particular, we want the thing, but we don't think that we can have it. And so we push it back down. We can't figure out how to make it happen. It's almost impossible in our heads. So we let the dreams die. And I was dedicated to making sure that now that he was going away to college, that I could live for me.
Wow. So when you say, because you're right, if expectation breeds harvest, there really is nothing else except expectation. Mm-hmm. It is what you expect that happens. You can say, hey, I'm going to be financially free. But if you don't expect it to happen, it won't. You can say, I want to be debt free. You can say, I want to start a business. But if you really don't expect it in your heart to happen, it probably won't. How did you go from stating what you wanted? And then how did you choose Los Angeles? Like, why? You're not in the entertainment business. You don't act a strip, you know. I'm just telling y'all the truth. This is daytime television. The people come here doing all kind of stuff. You're not in it for that. Why California?
We came here 4 years ago on a family vacation. And for this vacation, I don't know what it was, but something in my spirit just said, go and live, go and vacation in luxury. So this was our first vacation where I spared no expense. And we did beach tours. We saw, you know, dolphins off of Catalina Island. And I remember the first beach we went to was Orange County. And I had saw it on TV. And I was just like, if God can make this vast ocean, surely he can do the things that I would like.
Wow.
It just, it was just so powerful. And I was telling my son, like, I have to be here. I don't know why, but I have to be here. And, you know, he's in high school and basketball. So he's like, I'm leaving my friends. I don't want to do that. And so mm-hmm. I kind of tabled it. And it's always been in the back of my mind. I'm going to move to California. And when he said he wasn't going to an Illinois school, I said, yes. Time for both of us to pack up.
He just didn't know he was emancipating you.
Yes, set me free.
He was ready to get out because he wanted to expand his horizons.
Yes.
And move outside of the nest and explore some things, and so did you.
Yes.
And so how did you go from, like, what was the thing that made you actually expect what it is that you believe? Because I mean, there are times, I have to be honest, when we just shot a TV show that was amazing, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not know if it would be powerful until I started talking. Like, so I understand the doubt. How did you go from believing and expecting to just, instead of just believing?
The move here wasn't all me. I can't explain it. It just, everything fell into place. There was no room for doubt. There was, like, it just
happened.
It just happened.
It was what we call modern day miracles. And we're going to talk about that because I don't think people really understand the power of intention. And so we're going to continue this conversation. The harvest is here and the time is now. Takesha Artis is here with us to talk about how you live in your dream.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So, give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
So what's the word of the day? The word of the day is Ephesians 3:20. God will bless you exceedingly and abundantly, more than you can ever ask or imagine, according to his power at work in you. So let me just break this down. That means whatever you are thinking for yourself or dreaming for yourself or wanting for yourself, God will bless you beyond that. I am living proof of it. I was able to take advantage of a very unique time in history during the top of the second shutdown of the pandemic in January 2021. And I had said I would never buy a home in California. As a matter of fact, I had reached out to Monica and David Poland, my partners at RE/MAX, to buy a house in Chicago. And I love them so much. They went into the house and they said, Lynn, you can't buy this. They would have made a very big commission had they agreed to sell me the house that I said I wanted. Because they told me no, and because I obeyed, God then led me to the house that I'm living in now, which has appreciated it with such great value that my appreciation is more than the average cost of a home in Chicago. So, and I bought this house in California after saying I never would. God will bless you exceedingly and abundantly, more than you could ever ask or imagine, according to his power at work in you. The according to is up to you. You have to give him your faith, you have to give him your obedience, and you have to give him your work.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
The harvest is here. The time is now. I will continue to say it because I think people are waiting for something, but it's already right here in your midst. I do this thing called the Laws of Abundance, and I actually got it from Mike Murdoch, so I'm not going to act like I, you know, did it myself. I heard it, and it really took root in my life. And the law of recognition says that everything that you need to get where you're trying to go is right there in your immediate presence, merely waiting on you to recognize it. It's just waiting on you to recognize it. I remember I was trying to find another stream of income. I was looking for a cash cow. Mm-hmm. I was looking for that thing that you could do. And you just put it out there and the people want it and it just brings in money. And I explored all kinds of things. Now, I was doing well, had other things going on, but I said, I need a cash cow. And I remember the day God said, you are the cash cow. I was like, me? I don't want to be the cash cow. I don't want to work like that. But the truth is, I was able to develop an online university and people need the knowledge that it provides. And so it was right there in me, merely waiting on me to recognize it. So when the pandemic hit, I didn't have one class. I didn't have two classes. I had over 200 classes that people could take to learn everything from how to start a home-based business to how to invest in the stock market. So I think for you, Takesha, everything was there for you, mm-hmm. merely waiting on you to recognize it. So what do you think? You said everything just happened. Tell us what that means.
So after I stated the intention, I would get what I call Godism. So these are little downloads that they just pop in your head. They're not from me. So it was, okay, look up, you know, transferring your CPA license to California. It was, what is it going to take to sell your house? What repairs or, you know, things needed to be done? Making sure my business was able to support my new lifestyle here, because California is very different from Illinois in terms of, you know, taxes and the cost of living. So really making sure that my business could sustain me, deciding if I even wanted to go full-time, part-time, get another job here. Like, what did that look like? And so as I started to work through the process, you know, things just started to fall in place. Sold the house in, you know, 48 hours. Finding a new place.
Okay, wait. You can't just say that. She's saying it like, oh, I got some ice in the water. Hello? You sold your house in 48 hours. I need to understand what happened.
Yeah, so the realtor, we decided that we were going to put it on the market on Monday. Wednesday, she gave me this app to let people come in. And I said, I can't let people just come in. Where are we going to go? So I said, I'm going to check into a hotel on Friday. Sunday we'll check out and whatever, you know, let whoever needs to come in, come in. When we checked out of the hotel on Sunday afternoon, I had over 50 offers.
50 offers mm-hmm. from Friday to Sunday.
Friday to Sunday.
And so we chose the highest bidder.
Absolutely.
The highest bidder who wasn't crazy. Okay, so you got to check people out.
Yes.
And so what happened from there?
I had to enlist the kids to, now that my house was sold, I didn't think it was going to, you know, happen that fast. Now we need a place to live in California. So I enlisted the kids. They love to Google and they helped me do research on, okay, well, downtown LA, Woodland Hills, Calabasas, you know, all of these different areas. And here we are.
So here's the other part of this that I don't, you know, people, you are a certified public accountant.
I am.
It is the one title I don't have and don't want. I refuse. I took accounting 101 and 102, or no, 101 and 201 in college. I was like, oh, I'll never do this for a living. Y'all want me to sit up here and make the columns add up? Oh, baby, I can't do that. Give me a calculus problem. So people who do accounting are very special, great, wonderful people. So to be able to not just be an accountant, but also to get the designation as certified public accountant, I don't know if people really understand. That's like being a lawyer. Like it comes with responsibility.
It does.
Great, great responsibility.
It does. A lot of people, you know, in this industry, they always say, I want a CPA. And I have to remind people, no, sometimes you don't need a CPA. You don't need that level of expertise. You may need someone who does bookkeeping, or you may need someone who specializes in tax. It's just like a doctor. You know, just because you hold the CPA designation, they may specialize in audit, or they may specialize in, you know, a different level of taxation. So, you know, knowing who can help you in the financial industry is key. Don't just say you need a CPA, because sometimes you really don't. But also, we're held to higher standards. We are held to ethics, and we're held to making sure that what we're reporting is, you know, accurate and ethical. And we're making sure that, you know, the public trusts our opinion when we're giving it about the information that we're putting out to, you know, whether it's a public company or a private company, that you can trust those numbers.
Okay. So there's a couple of things we got to talk about. Mm-hmm. All right. The first one, and I just want you to put a pin in this. There is a well-known former president whose CPAs have disconnected themselves from his financial information. We got to talk about that later.
Okay.
We got to put a pin in that, because I haven't even dealt with that yet.
Okay.
That is a big, big statement. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, you have been certifying this information for years and years and years and years. Now all of a sudden you're disconnecting yourself. We will talk about that. But what I want to understand now, or what I want the world to know now about you, is you are a CPA with a job where you get a W-2 and you live out your dream. And then you tell the job, I'm leaving.
I'm leaving. Yes. You know, one of the things when you do... Let me just start with this. The pandemic and this remote working has benefited a lot of accountants. We no longer have to be in the office. We can do a lot of our work
at home.
At home.
I want you at home. Let me tell you why I want you at home. Because I want you punching the dog on keyboard instead of driving your car.
Yes. And we're very, most of us are, you know, a little bit antisocial, introverts. So we like to be at home. The group yes. setting, you know, when you're in the middle
the group setting is upsetting. Yeah. The group setting is upsetting. And I know everybody yes. thinks that I'm this personality, but really, I am quite the robot most of the time. Yes. And I like to be in my zone doing my thing.
Yes. And, you know, when you're dealing with numbers, you can be in the middle of trying to figure something out, and then you got a phone call, or a person needs a question answered, or, you know, it's a lot of distractions, and one distraction can make everything go off, and now you got to start back from zero. So it allowed me to both run my business and do my 9-to-5. And so once my I call it my 6-to-10.
Okay. So you had a 9-to-5 and a 6-to-10.
And a 6-to-10.
I hope y'all peep that. Because everybody who wants another business, a home-based business, want to get their money back, they're like, well, Dr. Lynn, where do you get the time? Snatch the time.
Oh, I had to put it like, just like if you want more income, you would go get another job. I decided to use my 6-to-10 in those designated hours as if I was going actually to another job.
Yeah.
So I come home from my 9-to-5, get dinner, get my son together, spend a little bit of time. Okay, we've had dinner together, and now it's business time.
You know what? Let me tell you, the harvest is here. The time is now. We are talking to Keisha Artis, and she has so much more to tell us.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
All right. The harvest is here. The time is now. So you left your 9-to-5. We're talking to Keisha Artis, a CPA, a mother, and a dreamer extraordinaire, which means she's able to actually live out the dream that she sees for herself. And I'm going to say this, and then I want to hear more about what it is that you are. You're just amazing, amazing testimony. I was talking to MC Light, my sister, while we were on the set of the show that we just shot. And I remember, because she's like, Lynn, look at all of this that has happened to you. And when I came into the entertainment business, I wasn't looking for anything. I wasn't looking to receive anything. I was looking to give. Mm-hmm. I was literally looking for a place to plant my talents because I have many. I know how to operate as a COO. I can do operations. I could be a CEO. I could do financial operations. I'm creative. I can help you with your video shoot. I can get your budget in order. Like, there were so many things. And working for her, or working with her and Russell Simmons, truly allowed me the first time in my life to expand and do what it is that I was created to do with no limits. Mm-hmm. Everywhere else, there were always either glass ceilings or brick ceiling. Like, we ain't gonna have the ceiling from you. Listen, yeah. This is how high you can go. We don't care how smart you are, how smart you think you are, and this, that, and the other. And so we were at Michael Jordan's wedding, his second wedding, and it was in Florida. I think that's where we were, Florida. Yeah, and it was the biggest outdoor tent that had ever been created. I think that's what they said. And so everybody went from inside to outside. They lifted up the tent, and I saw people looking at the stars at night. It was so beautiful. And I remember looking at everybody, and I thought, wow, what are they dreaming of? And in that moment, I was not dreaming of my own dreams. I was dreaming of other people's dreams. I looked at Light. I was like, wow, I want to help her achieve this dream. I was looking at someone else I know. Wow, I want them to achieve that dream. So when you live in your dream, then you get to help other people live out their dream. So here you were in corporate America, with a big CPA job and well dependent upon, really, they needed you, and you stepped out on faith. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so like I said, I created a 6-10, and the initial purpose behind it was because I would see so many small entrepreneurs submitting invoices or proposals or contracts that we just couldn't help them, you know, pay, or they were submitting invoices with duplicates or the old school carbon copies. And I just really wanted to help them really make progress on helping them with their bookkeeping. And so when I decided to strike out on my own, I realized that a lot of entrepreneurs needed that help financially and also with their mindset as it relates to money. Mm-hmm. So when I decided to move here, one of the things that I made sure of was that my 6-10 could, like I said, sustain us. And so when I gave my notice, my boss at the time said, no, how can we make this work? And I wasn't even thinking of making them a client at the time.
Wow.
I was
just, you were gone.
I was just gone.
Wow.
And so it really worked out that I was able to keep them on as a client, because then I had that extra income that I didn't anticipate that I just saved. And one of the things that it's allowed me to do is I've already been doing it. So it's such easy, I'm not going to say easy money, but I know how to do it. I know how to do the processes because I created them. I know what I'm doing on a daily basis.
Y'all see that little shade she threw? She know how to do it because she created them.
So I,
yeah.
So I know, yeah.
But honey, speak your language, honey. Pat yourself on the back, why don't you?
Yeah,
so I love it.
So I know how to do all of that. But what I was saying earlier is that being remote didn't change anything because we were already remote. And so the only process that I had to change was one day.
Meaning being remote from California didn't change you being remote in Chicago, because you are remote is remote.
Remote is remote.
Let me tell you, I need everybody to understand something. Y'all need to leave the people who work well at home alone.
Yes.
Stop trying to make everybody come to the office because Junebug and whomever else.
It builds resentment.
And Tony or whoever it is, because they don't know how to be responsible at home, because they will not answer their phone. Mm-hmm. Get those people who demonstrate that they cannot handle the responsibility. More importantly, they can't do the job at home or at work.
Now who's throwing shade?
I'm just saying.
But it's true.
Yeah.
It definitely, there was no transition period for us, really. So me being in Chicago or California didn't make a difference.
Wow.
So I was able to really live my dream.
So just be clear. So you said, I'm leaving. You sold your house. You've got your side business now become your main thing. Mm-hmm. You quit your 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, can we be your client too?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Because you ain't tell this part, because they asked you, when you said you were leaving, what did they ask you? They said, where are you going?
Where am I going? Yes.
And you said,
I'm starting my own business. I started my own business, and my salary now is more than what you pay me.
Oh my God.
My get this, my 6-to-10 was making more than my 9-to-5.
Yeah, and my 9-to-5, y'all want me to come in here every day. Now, I know that there are a lot of 9-to-5 people listening to this. I am not telling everybody to quit their jobs. No. I need everybody to understand that. No. I am not saying that. As a matter of fact, keep your job.
Keep your job. Yes.
Keep your job. Yes. Keep your 401k. Keep your benefits. Because I have a business and I need my employees. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is, when you can no longer serve in excellence and truth, when you are ready, stay where you are with integrity. Stop lying and stealing, and then leave when it's time for you to go. You know what? The harvest is here and the time is now. We're talking to Takesha Artis. She's going to tell us more.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat? You can get your money back if you go on a vacation? Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to AskLynn.org.
The harvest is here and the time is now. It is your season to win. If you're trying to figure out how to make your dream become a reality, first, you got to believe it. You got to believe the dream. Now, there were times when I got frustrated and didn't know when it would come to pass. There were times that I doubted. There were times when I was like, okay, am I doing the right thing? But the truth is, I could never quit. I could never quit. I could never stop aiming to be who it was that I saw. And who I saw, quite frankly, I was on a flight home from my corporate job, which I promptly quit. And they did not offer me anything. They didn't offer me, look, I don't curse on public people, places, and things. But they did not offer me anything. And it was okay. But I opened a magazine and I saw Get Your Money Right with Russell Simmons and Common and Jay-Z and Gabrielle Union and, you know, Beyonce and all these folks. And I saw Susie Orman. And Susie Orman is a friend of this station. So I have nothing to say against her. But what I did know is that she could not talk to my people the way I could.
No.
She can't say the same things.
No, not with your flavor.
It's no way. Well, flavor or not, if she says what I say, they're going to be like, now, they're going to say, now, hold on. Now, you ain't said the N-word, but you have stepped out of bounds. So I can say the things to my people because I've been there, done that. I can laugh about it. And they can receive it because they know it's coming from a place that is not judgment. Mm-hmm. It is experience. And so I quit the job and I struggled and I suffered. I had money saved, but then we had the economy crash in 2008 and I struggled. But when you see someone like yourself who's able to be patient, the Bible says, let patience have its perfect work so you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. You know, and we talk about this with our young adults who are in college, and they're experiencing all kind of delays. But let me tell you, you learning patience right now. Mm-hmm. You're learning endurance right now. You're learning, because the truth is, your life is so good that you need a little disturbance. Ooh. You can text that to them. You can tell. We need a t-shirt.
We need a t-shirt, yes.
Your life is so good that you need a little bit of disturbance to remind you who you are, whose you are, and where you are. You are here on earth. And I tell people all the time, when you're looking for perfection, go on ahead and die. Because in heaven is where it's perfect.
Yeah.
But here on earth, so I'm going to take the imperfection and the flaws. So here you are. You become their client. And now you are in LA and you are living out this thing that you did not plan. Mm-mm. And that's called colliding into your dreams.
Yeah.
So what was that like for you? What has that been like for you?
It's been amazing. You have been an integral part in this.
Mm.
I definitely would not have had a lot of the experiences, the blessings that I've had without you unknowingly holding my hand.
Wow.
It's been great. You know, a lot of people are like, well, did you plan for this? Did you plan for this? And the answer is no. Faith doesn't allow you to plan for a lot of things.
Would you come on?
And even if you do plan,
yep,
the plan goes out of the window.
Yep.
So there wasn't a lot of plans, but I knew I had to be here. And a month after being here, the peace I got from just being here was unmatched. I've never felt that way. You know, Chicago's very on the go, but it's also very competitive and very constrictive. In California, it's very collaborative and just, I always tell,
the energy is great.
The energy is great.
And I love my city.
I do too.
I love both my cities. I love Chicago. I love LA. I love California. I love the vibe. I love being warm.
Amen.
In the winter.
Yes.
Without snow on top of my car.
Yes.
And having to worry about gloves and shoes and boots.
Snowshoes. Yeah.
Snowshoes.
Snow removal.
Let me tell you, it just changes things. And we're not trying to brag, but we kind of are. But we still love y'all. We just love everybody, right?
Yeah, just from California.
Because you know we have, you know, listeners everywhere. But, you know, California and Chicago are really strong for the brand. But particularly what we're doing in LA is just so powerful. And what we're doing in Chicago is equally powerful. But no, I felt like I could no longer breathe. Mm-hmm. And what I say to people is, it doesn't matter where you are. For some people, they leave California and go someplace else. Mm-hmm. But when it is your season to move, the other law of abundance is, it's not just about what you do. It's about where you're at.
Yes.
Because your provision is in your divine place. You know what? We got so much to deal with, and we're going to keep talking to Takesha.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
The harvest is here. The time is now. I am living proof, and so is Takesha Artist. The law of place says where you are is just as important as who you are and what you are. And your provision is in your divine place. Where you're supposed to be is where you will find provision. Mm. And in the Bible, there were so many examples, but God told Abraham to basically pack up, leave, and go someplace. And there he found abundance. So you have certainly done that thing. I know your friends must think you as crazy as mine think I am.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't think I'm crazy anymore. Come on now.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a time. What is Lynn doing? Oh, she's writing on. Oh, baby, I bet you don't think I'm crazy now. I bet you don't think. So what would you say? Because you didn't just make that move and then get your employer to become your client because, you know, of some random thing. What would you say are the top three things someone should do if they want to maximize their opportunity at their job, but also live in their dream, in their side business, which may become their primary income?
I would definitely say setting that schedule. Like I said, it was my 6 to 10. I worked it faithfully as if I was going out to a regular job. Give yourself allowances that sometimes the laundry won't get done. You know, that grace. My son was a big supporter of, okay, well, you know, laundry needs your help with this. I need your help with that. Also, making sure that you do your money generating activities first. Make sure that you are trying to bring in the income. I know a lot of entrepreneurs focus on, you know, a lot of things that aren't bringing in the money because they think they're supposed to be doing these things like building a website and all of those things. But what are you doing to actually bring in revenue? I would say those three things, and then make your transition powerful. And it's not just about leaving your job or making them a client, but if you leave, what benefits are you giving up, and how making sure that your business now provides those.
So, yeah. I think it's always great to be in a place where if you leave someplace, you can go back mm-hmm. because you did it with integrity.
Mm-hmm.
You did it with class. You were highly regarded and highly respected. And in this day and age when we have income and equity disparities, not only between blacks and other groups, but between women and men, you are definitely proof in the pudding. That if you put your best foot forward and you do the right things, that can be a positive experience for you. Everybody doesn't deal with discrimination. I know that it exists, but I've never allowed it to be my flagpole. And even if it did show up, it still did not become the thing that I hung on to.
Right.
And so I've chosen to use my energy in such a way that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So if you are trying to come at me with that, that's not going to be a good thing for you. But guess what? I'm going to use my energy in such a way that I can transcend beyond that. So we're excited. We got to talk about lots of things because I think we're also trying to deal with relationships and life and parenting and so on and so forth. So it's always a blessing to have you, Takesha. I cannot wait to have you back. Everybody, the harvest is here and the time is now.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
You know what? It's such a pleasure to be able to share a dream because a dream is something that God has given you that you are not sure if it can manifest, but it has been given to you. So what you see, I don't think people dream about bad things. I think people dream about good things. So it is a good thing if you are dreaming. It is a good thing if you are believing. It is a good thing if you are hoping. And it is a good thing if you are striving. What are you dreaming for? Are you dreaming for your next opportunity? Are you dreaming for freedom in your marriage? Are you dreaming for hope in your family? Are you dreaming for opportunities in your finances? Are you dreaming for expansion in your money? What is it that you are dreaming for? What I'm telling you is the dream is real. The harvest is here and the time is now. So wake up, speak up, talk up, and get up. I'm going to give you 5 steps towards accomplishing your dreams. Number one, believe what it is that you feel, see, and or hear. Because sometimes we don't think that what we feel, see, or hear is real. But if you got it, it is yours. The first step is just to believe. The Bible says that all things are possible for those who believe. That's what it says. It says all things are possible. Do you think that anybody who has ever created anything actually knew that it would come to pass before they believed in it? Like, look outside at your car. Somebody believed that a car could be built. Someone believed that a phone, an iPhone, a Samsung, whatever it is that you have, even back in the day, the Nokia, the big old bag phones that we had back in the day in the 1990s, somebody believed that that was possible. And guess what? It came to pass. Somebody believed that a building was possible. Somebody believed that the shoes that you were wearing on your feet, somebody believed that it was possible. And guess what? It came to pass. Everything that has happened, that is here, that is working, was not working before it started to work. So guess what? Your dreams are no different than anybody else's. Your beliefs are no different than anybody else's. Your thoughts are no different than anybody else's. Your blessing is no different than anybody else's. So it is your season to believe. It is your season to dream. It is your season to then put into action the things that you see. The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain so that the reader can run with it. And I've talked to many people who have achieved dreams, which I call miracles. Many, many folks who have achieved dreams, which I call miracles. The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain so that the reader can run with it. Who is the reader? The reader might just be you. You might need to see your own dream on paper so that you can actually make it come to pass. there's a favorite saving that I have, and it simply says, thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through your fingertips. That means the thought that's in your head really can't necessarily come to pass until it goes through another part of your body. Your head is not enough. Let it go through your body. Let it go through your fingertips. Let it go through your fingertips and let it land on a page so you can see what it is that God has for you. The harvest is here and the time is now. It is your season to win.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. I'm not sure.